When Peter Hoagland and his wife Dina moved to Key Largo in 1990, their three-year-old son Joe had just had one of several open-heart surgeries. A stroke left the boy paralyzed on the left side of his body, and traditional therapy didn't seem to be helping him regain his functions. One day, Dina called a place she found in the phone book that advertised swimming with dolphins. Her husband Peter says there wasn't a public pool in Key Largo at the time, so she asked the owners if Joe could just use the water, because he says the family couldn't afford the dolphin part.
And they took Joe down on one of the floating docks here, and this amazing dolphin named Fonzie popped up in front of Joe and did his dolphin thing, and Joe laughed and giggled for what seemed like the first time in forever.
Dina, herself a therapist, started bringing Joe back to see Fonzie three or four times a week.
So even though Joe's left arm was bent and tucked up to his chest and his hand was fisted, paralyzed, my wife would say things like, Joe, if you want to feed Fonzie, you have to feed him with your left hand. He's a left-handed dolphin. And Joe would say, okay, Mom. And then he'd look down and he'd go, but I can't. And she'd say, just keep trying. And it took weeks and months, but Joe finally could hold a fish and straighten out his arm and feed Fonzie. And
seeing Joe's success, Dina started offering her program of dolphin-assisted therapy to other families with special needs children. Peter says the freestanding Island Dolphin Care, next door to the original dolphin place, was born in 1997.
We create opportunities for people from all over the world and touch so many families' lives on so many different levels that it's just truly an honor and a privilege.
The program serves about 8 special needs families every week. They meet with therapists in a classroom setting before the children join the center's 7 dolphins in an outdoor grotto for their swim sessions. 3 years ago, the center also started offering dolphin therapy for wounded military veterans, like Vietnam War vet Jack Parsons of Fort Lauderdale. He's watching the children swim while he waits for his turn in the water.
Just look at this, upside down, dragging 2 kids. Woo! They're so big, yet they're so gentle. Did you ever see anything like this? I never realized they were this huge.
Parsons says he jumped at the chance when the Miami VA hospital offered this program as a therapy option. He's brought his 12-year-old son, Michael, along for the first swim session.
And they said, hey, you want to swim with dolphins? I went, yes, I always wanted to swim with dolphins. And so I took my son out of school today because I thought this was as important as any classroom you could ever go to.
Island Dolphin Care co-founder Peter Hoagland says the center has inspired several imitators over the years. And for the most part, he's flattered. But he says he worries about some claims that other programs make.
There's no scientific evidence or proof that dolphins cure or heal anybody, but they're certainly majestic, sensitive, intelligent creatures.
Cure or not, the dolphins seem to be bringing joy to people like Jack Parsons.
Spinning them in a circle. Oh, yes. It's the little things, my father always said, that were real important in life. And this is very important.
Island Dolphin Care accepts applications through its website. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.